From Yoga Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, happiness curators, and those interested in tools, tips, and secrets coming from the wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda. You are on Friday's Relaxations, and at the end of the practice, may peace be in your every step. Here you will find Monday's meditations, Tuesday's episodic series, Friday's relaxations, interviews with very cool people. There's spiels from Kelly, that's me, on bits that she forgot to say, very normal, or has to say. And Kelly's own are surprise bits of information and things that you need to know. But for now, the practice of relaxation begins. I thought we could begin where it all began. At the heart of life, there is space. The space was alone until it got tangled up with air. And air created movement. Created change. And became a pregnant moment where everything is possible. This air and space moved so much that it created friction. This change, this pregnant moment, became friction, which gives heat. And fire came to be. Heat creates a dryness that ends up drying something. And that something creates water by turning into condensation, perhaps on a window, streaming down a mirror. Water picks up any further dryness from the fire, from the air, from the space. This speck of dust combines with water, and as we sit together or lay upon this earth, all the elements have combined to this. Mother Earth, the mother of all our elements, she shows us exactly how to see life. It can be big and awesome, or tiny and precious. And as we look at Earth itself, it is hard to separate one element from another, because they are family, interlinked closely together, and other times trying to separate and individuate. And all the same as it is just life in expression of its own raging beauty. Of its own simple elegance. It can be the extraordinary moment of a first step. Or the devastating pain of the goodbye. We can be present to it all. And stay to be a witness of the gift of life. To give witness to others. To give compassion to ourselves. The silent witness. It takes some amount of blending and some amount of heat, some amount of stillness to sit up tall in this world of so much. But we all have that fire since you are here, since you are sitting or laying down, or maybe walking. Keep your fires burning for change and transformation. Remember the struggle space had on its own. And that tornado wind brought to light your fire. And how fire burned until it was ready to weep. And water waited for the embers to show. And until the last became the first, and the earth came to help us stand up and become all we are meant to be. We can remind our thoughts to liberate, to be free, we can live in simple goodness. Enjoy quiet prosperity. As we allow our Dharma to come out of the shadows of our heart. And we simplify our life. Space helps us to find the silent witness. Air and movement help us to create. Fire has the power to transform. Changing things from one element into a completely different combination. Water hydrates and creates fluidity. and connection. And earth helps us to hold our power, to take a stand in our life, to seek our life's purpose, to enjoy it, to feel and know we are prosperous. As we simplify and become free. I am free. I am free. Yeah. Freedom. Thank you for joining me in this simple life. If you want to help, the best thing to do is download the episodes, subscribe, follow, rate, review, all help. Thank you to everyone listening, and let me know if you received anything from this that helped you. I thank the Vidyas who have opened my mind and helped me to bring this information to a wider, loving audience. But for now, I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode.